Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies of June 10th through the 17th. We are in the middle of an eclipse sandwich. We are moving through a very dynamic month, not to mention a very powerful year. And we're going to take a look at what is showing up energetically over the next week. And if you have listened to this podcast for a while, then you know that the way that I speak about astrology and share the energies is through intuitive guidance and spiritual understandings. I hope that you get at least one valuable message from this show, from every podcast. I hope something resonates with you. I hope it supports you. And most importantly, I hope it connects you to your power and your choices, because these are the areas of life that will always be there for you when you choose to access them. When we're moving through big cycles of change and very big energies, we can be detached or get distracted from our own power, from our own choices. And it's important to have a regular practice that brings you back to your own energy field, that really fortifies your aura, that helps you get in touch with your chakra energies, that calms your mind, that lets you trust your body. Your body consciousness is also working with you. And we get very much in our minds, especially right now. It's Gemini season. We're all thinking. We all have a lot going on and things that we want to do, what we're planning, even just questioning what's next. What am I going to do the rest of this year? What's coming up in my work or my career or my family or my relationships, etc. There's a lot that tends to get circulating in Gemini season. But remember that your body consciousness is an elaborate energetic system that is also working with you when you choose to access it. And one way you can continue to practice trusting all of your energy, all of your chakras, your intuition, not just your mind, but your full essence, is to look at what feels correct for you. Where is the energy pulling you or pushing you or nudging you to take a step or to move towards? It's sort of like when you are driving somewhere and all of a sudden you decide to take a different path or a different road, and you just trust that, okay, this is the way to follow, or this would be the right path to take right now. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm just going to trust it because it energetically feels correct. The more you can do this in small ways, as well as bigger, significant ways, the more you're going to develop trusting yourself. And that's one of the best gifts you can give yourself: trusting your energy, trusting what feels right for you, trusting the messages, information, insights that you are feeling and sensing. And this is directly related to your power. So I just want to give you this reminder, because especially during eclipse season, it's very easy to be in this place of things are changing, what's happening next, what do I need to do? But many of you know, and you've known this for lifetimes, how the energy within you will show you your current truth. And when you access that, when you go there, you're going to feel golden. You're going to feel like, okay, I'm going to allow the rest of myself to calm down or to not get overactive. And I'm just going to know that what I have within me is what I need for this part of my journey. This is especially true because throughout June, we have very strong Pisces energy. So we currently have the sun in Gemini at 20 degrees, squaring Neptune and Pisces at 20 degrees. This is when we need a break. This is when we're looking for a place to do nothing. This is when we're looking to have some downtime, even just a sense of where can I escape from everything that is pulling at me or coming up for me. I just need some quiet. And with the strong Pisces energy right now, because not only is Neptune in Pisces, but we have Mars in Pisces as well. These are the energies of trusting the bigger picture, the bigger cycles, understanding that we're never always in charge of anything. Even though we are in charge of our energies, we're not responsible for everything. And we're going to feel a down period, the energy shifting into, hopefully, I'm getting this visual of like the neutral position. The energy feels like it's calming down a little bit in terms of a neutral energy field is more accessible right now. should you choose to be there, should you go there through meditation or through your conscious intention, it feels like a layer of peace. It feels like a peacefulness that is available over this next week because of these strong Pisces energies. And in fact, Mars in Pisces is going to be conjunct Neptune on June 13th. Again, you could feel a slowdown. You could feel a laziness. You could feel a sense of, I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay in bed, lay on the couch. I don't want to overexert myself. There can be a sense of not knowing what to do next. There could be this energy of, I don't know, I don't care, it's not clear, it's very foggy. There could be a sense of just feeling really tired and worn out as well. So again, that energy is exact on June 13th, but it's really in effect for most of this next week. And it is giving us a time to recalibrate, to take a breather, to get out of anything that has been overly consuming for you in the 3D or in the physical world, to take a break from your own brain, perhaps. Like if there's been a lot happening in your mind and it's felt almost too much, this is that quiet ease that is available should you choose to go there, should you choose to make time for it and allow yourself this room and space to decompress. Now, this isn't very typical during Gemini season because Gemini season is when we're all busybodies and we're socializing and we're getting ready to plan vacations or graduations are happening and school's over. But of course, we know this is not a normal year. This is not a normal phase that we're going through. Everything has shifted around and we're not in these rhythms that we typically associate with June or with Gemini season. And so part of this release valve, I'm actually seeing it coming from the base of the gull. And it's that place where the neck and the skull connect. And it's kind of right underneath, like there could be like a little indent there. I remember when my son was born, he had the birthmark there. They call it a stork bite. There's these little places kind of at the base of the skull. And I'm seeing this as a place of energetic release. And it's like allowing some life force or even prana energy to move through you, meaning let it out, let it come through you. And now I'm getting the image of a tire that's been overinflated and you just want to let some of that air out so that it's not too firm, right? You want to let out some of the air in the tire. And it feels like that's energetically the best way to take care of ourselves right now. Now, we just had this very dynamic eclipse on June 5th, the Sagittarius full moon lunar eclipse, the first Sagittarius eclipse that we've had in about 8-9 years. And it activates new parts of your chart, new energies, but it's also asking you to release. This is a releasing eclipse, a letting go. And it also is bringing up where you're spiritually growing, because I feel like part of the release is allowing these endings and these cycles to close out. There's some really big spiritual cycles closing that came up and were worked through over the past decade, especially starting, I would say, 2010. And now here in 2020, it's really allowing these cycles to close out and be done for you, to honor them, to be aware of where you can offer forgiveness if needed to yourself or others, where you can offer compassion, where you can be aware of what you're learning and what you're really developing. And something that has also come up with these cycles is that we can revisit themes and lessons that we thought we were done with. And so it's almost like if you had an area of your life that you've been working on and you've been very conscious of it, you've been very aware of it, you're like, okay, I got it. I learned this. Great. Can I go forward? And now here comes another serving. It's like the universe shows up and it's like, oh, actually, sorry, there's just this other little piece you need to work on right here. Or there's some more stuff over here and it relates to something you didn't see before. It relates to, say, something from childhood, something from your parents, something from relationship patterns, something from your ongoing spiritual growth across multiple lifetimes. And I'm laughing only because It's easy to feel exhausted from this continual like spin cycle of the same themes. And I'm laughing because I go through it too. I'm going through this too right now. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I thought this was done. No, it's not done. There's just a little bit more that has to be worked out and cleared out. And so what comes up is that collectively we're finishing up, I feel it as like 20% of a very big life theme, of a very big part of our spiritual growth in this lifetime. And we're closing it out, and it has to be, it's interesting, like it has to be closed out now because there's now a bridge to the new platform of energies. And this bridge was not present even 1 year ago. So there's this new energetic bridge where you can cross over and complete the 20% of this lesson, of this learning, let's call it a learning and a healing. And then you're already standing on the next stable platform. So if something is coming up for you and it's a repetitive theme, be open to it. Be open to it because the ego can shut it down. The mind can say, I'm done with this. I don't need this anymore. But it comes up for a reason, and it comes up for our benefit, especially if you believe that the universe is benevolent and loving and supports you, and that there's just like this last 20% that you don't want to carry forward onto this next platform. You also don't want to carry it forward into the next lifetime. Because if you're dealing with, say, a certain individual, let's say a sister, a brother, a partner, a child, whomever, I'm going to use the example of a person. You don't want to have to meet them again and go through this lesson again, whether that is later in this lifetime or in the next lifetime. So there's this very clear intentionality right now that the more you can just be very forthright with yourself around what's clearing out and very honest, it's going to help. And now I'm feeling too that so much of this, the last 20% of all of this actually goes into your emotional world and the emotional parts of yourself that you suppressed because it wasn't safe or it didn't feel okay to express how you feel. And so this is part of the overlap I'm feeling, especially throughout June, is that we're doing this overlap between what you have. It feels like there's been a lot of progress, but what is left untapped is 20% of the divine feminine energies that haven't been safe to express themselves. And so this is the part of you, regardless of your sex or gender, that has an emotional wound, an emotional need, an emotional expression that is coming out for you to acknowledge and validate. And you're doing this on your own terms. You're saying, this is how I really truly feel about this experience, this lesson, this healing, this relationship, etc. This is really how I feel about it. And chances are it can feel really crummy. It can bring up anger and pain and fear. But that's all of the energies that I'm seeing being uprooted. And it's like taking it out of you, taking it out of your energy field so that you're essentially validating yourself. And it's saying, okay, this doesn't feel good, but I'm going to accept that about who I am. And this is what comes up when I interact with this individual, or this is what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling a lot of pain, or I'm feeling a lot of doubt, or whatever you're feeling. It's about the feelings. That's the last 20% of all of this, because I feel like there's been a lot of the mental work, there's been the spiritual work, there's been the energetic work, and it's the feelings that are meant to come up and out. And that's what gets cleared away. And so this is also important because of how the upcoming eclipse on June 20th at 0 degrees of Cancer is so impactful. And it's such a big deal because, as I've mentioned in previous shows, the 0 degree point is an inception of new energy. It's a calling in of what's in your heart right now, of what feels right for you. And what's beautiful about this is that because the North Node is now complete in Cancer and has moved into Gemini, there's this new space, this new land, I'm seeing as land, it's barren land, for you to be very intentional with what you plant, nourish, and grow in a new part of your life that absolutely honors what you need, how you feel, and what you love. So it's truly this beautiful changeover of energies that I feel it's all going to be worth it. You know, the more honest you are with yourself, the more clear you are with yourself, the more loving and accepting you are with yourself. It's like you're laying this amazing groundwork for the next manifestations from your heart. And that's part of the Cancer energy, because Cancer is very feminine and caring. It's very giving. It wants to be of support. It wants to have that emotional connection with another. It wants to feel validated for how it feels, for how Cancer expresses itself. And so this has been a time of looking at, well, what is in my heart now? And whatever is clearing out this last 20%, it's going to unfold on different timelines for different people, because it depends on how you grow, how you learn, how you move through situations. But I also feel like part of this overlap is the fact that you're also planting new seeds. And those are the seeds that are of a higher intention from your heart that you're really here to cultivate as we move into this next decade. And it's truly that significant. So know that whatever has come up for you with this last eclipse, allow it to be something that you roll with, that you move with, you trust the process. And that's also part of this strong Pisces energy right now, is that we're getting out of our minds. We're getting out of what we think about it. We're watching where our mind is spinning in a same story, in a conversation. I saw a funny meme the other day about how it's like being in the shower and you're winning all these imaginary battles in your head while you're in the shower. And it's like that part of ourselves that we go into these conversations or we go into these things that we want to say. And what is important right now is to get it out, express it, and be willing to let it go, so that what you're clearing out is bringing you back to more of your own. It's like this beautiful essence, like this essence. Okay, I'm hearing it's the essence of the soul's energy before the human experience brought in various energies. It's sort of like this purity, returning to a purity of what is important for you to take forward after clearing off what has been lingering. And I'm seeing like windshield wipers clearing off so that you can see better. You can see better out of the front windshield. So a lot of clearing is happening. And that's just the gift of the eclipses. And we're going to keep working through some matters of the heart over this next week, because Venus retrograde in Gemini is also making a sextile to Chiron in Aries at 9 degrees. And this is the second time that Venus is meeting up with Chiron. And so this is revealing to you those soft spots or those fears around being loved, being seen for who you are, and feeling like, is there really a partner, or is there really a person, or are there really people in my life who will connect with the truth of who I am, you know, warts and scars and battle wounds and all of it. Because I feel like for so many people, especially those of you who are leaders right now, especially with your soul groups, and you are the light workers and the star seeds and the star workers, as I call them, you have been ahead of many people, and you have experienced many things that have brought up a lot in your healing journey. And it's like you couldn't even escape it if you tried, because so much of this lifetime is about healing at a very deep level. And then it can lead you to this place of wondering about how to continue to be your authentic self, your open-heartedness, when you don't want to circle back around in some of the same relationship dynamics. It's interesting because I'm seeing this as very clearly a new understanding of feminine energy and a new understanding of masculine energy and how they work together now, which is, of course, not about gender or sex. It's about how the energies both within us and between us interact. And so it's this really beautiful process of creating new feminine energies on the planet and creating new masculine energies on the planet. And it happens concurrently, which is how the earth also stays in balance, part of the yin-yang energetics of the planet. And in fact, coming up here in June, I will be doing a special Monday episode on the upcoming Mars in Aries, which is going to be in effect for the second half of 2020. This is a very big energy. And I've been getting a lot of information and a lot of messages about this Mars in Aries because it's so much about this amazing, vibrant, divine masculine energy that's coming through and coming out. And it feels really encouraging. But they've been giving me messages about how it's going to unfold. So I'm going to talk about that on Monday. I'm also going to be doing a separate show on the Pluto in Capricorn energies. I haven't done one on this topic for a while, but it's really important to understand right now because they've also been showing me very clearly how the power dynamics that are unfolding right now are interacting with all of us at a DNA level. So I'm going to do a show on Monday podcast about the Pluto and Capricorn as well. So just want to give you a heads up that those are coming in the next number of weeks. But please note that it is absolutely, you're right on time for these new parts of yourself to come out and come forward. And I feel like over this next week, with Venus retrograde in Gemini, sextiling Chiron in Aries at 9 degrees, there is an understanding of how you really love and accept yourself and know that there are people, friends, partners, lovers, anyone that you want to connect with. There is absolutely going to be these new relationships forming based on the new expressions of feminine and masculine energies. So that feels very encouraging. It also feels desperately needed right now because of how the earth has been going through these really big cycles. And there's been like a lot of, I'm going to say breakups and things falling away and falling apart because people are no longer energetically connected. It's like they came together in the 3D experience and then one person grows and the other does not grow, or they grow in different directions, or something changes in the energetics. And then there's this understanding at a higher level that now you're going to be connecting with people who are the right energetic fit, but they are also going to be someone to, it's like I'm feeling commitments, you know, I'm feeling like there's these solid partnerships coming together because of what's been learned and what's been healed. And it's been different for the masculine energy than for the feminine energy. And it feels like there's something coming back into balance. And this always pertains to someone's free will, what they have chosen, if they've been doing their work, if they've been very clear on their own responsibilities in this work. All of that, I'm just seeing a teeter-totter or a seesaw that's in balance. Like it's no longer one side's on the ground and the other side's up in the air. It's like all in balance. And it has this lovely a flow to it. It feels like that's where we're going and that it's important to retain trust in the process, regardless of what you've been through, or rather because of what you've been through, because of what you have experienced in relationships. And the Venus retrograde is certainly showing us new things to consider, new things to heal, new ways to work with the information as it comes out and comes forward. And it just feels very encouraging overall. So please know that what is going to be unfolding throughout 2020 is still a bit rocky, if you will. There's still going to be a lot of shifts and dynamic changes. I just feel like it's in 2021 that there's more solid ground, that there's something that shows up that is really much more certain. And by the way, 2021 is only 6 months away. So for as fast as this year has been, I guess it's been both fast and slow, right, with the quarantine and being inside, there's also been a speeding up of some timelines for people. And I know that many of you, your hearts are open and you're ready to connect. You're ready for your person or your next partnership, your next anything that really is the right energetic match for you. And I feel that coming for so many people. So just want to share that because it's going to make this Venus retrograde more worthwhile the more you're doing your work, right? The more that you're owning what you need to own, whatever it might be, in relationships, in healing themes, in patterns, in your emotional world, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot about this whole week is taking a break, not forcing anything, not trying to force the river, not trying to muscle, because there really is no support right now for muscling through anything. Again, that's part of this energy of the Pisces energy of the Sun in Gemini squaring Neptune and Pisces, and then the Venus retrograde. We also have Mercury slowing down to station retrograde. That will be happening at nearly 15 degrees of Cancer, and it's on June 17th and June 18th is when Mercury retrograde begins, so just a week from now. And this is understanding that a slowdown is necessary, and in fact, to welcome it, to welcome the energy of a peace, a calm, a sense of neutrality, a sense of where can I just rest myself? Where can I rest my weary bones right now as the energies are allowing us this? It actually feels like a stability. It feels like a stabilizing energy of calm. And I don't know how else to describe it, but it's like a very calm, stabilizing energy field that is available. So not only do we have these energies saying don't force anything, but the Sun in Gemini is going to make an inconjunct to Pluto and Jupiter, both retrograde in Capricorn, on June 13th through June 15th. And this inconjunct is when the energies don't have anything in common, and they don't know how to deal with each other. So if you think of the Sun in Gemini as very talkative and let's look at the details and let's see what can happen here, the energies in Capricorn would be a little bit more stoic, quiet, not interactive. And I'm getting that image of a young child, which would be the Gemini energy, who's very talkative and very expressive and wants to learn and wants to go do things, coming up to a father or a father figure who is just sitting in a chair reading the newspaper and who's not interacting with the child, who doesn't hear the child, who doesn't understand their needs, doesn't want to do anything. So we are essentially using these archetypes within ourselves. The archetype of the Gemini energies are meeting up with the archetypes of the Capricorn energies, and there is not much of a common thread, and so it can feel like a standstill or a stonewalling or a sense of, what do I do with this? So this is yet another energetic influence over the next week of finding that calm, quiet place where you can hear yourself, you're aware of yourself, and also stay aware of how you interact with authority figures or how you interact with Gemini energies. Depending on your chart, depending if either one of these is strong for you, whether Gemini energy is stronger or Capricorn energy is stronger, or it could be that neither is prominent for you. But this is always an opportunity to look at the archetypes and to observe. Observe yourself. What comes up? What are you feeling? What are you sensing? What messages are coming through? And you can even ask Spirit, what is the message that I'm supposed to understand in this? What am I receiving here that I need to know for my best and highest good? And I feel like with this Sun in Gemini meeting up with Pluto in Capricorn and Jupiter in Capricorn, there is that don't do anything. Just pause. Just allow it to be. Don't over talk to fill the silence. Don't try to get information when there isn't any to get. It's looking at what you can do when there's two parts of yourself that are on two different pages. So again, this is June 13th through the 15th. And I just feel overall, of course, there's things happening in the world, and of course, there's developments, but we're in a lull or a kind of this quieter period, and it's the energy preparing for this June 20th eclipse that brings in a lot more, like a big wave. It brings in a big tidal wave of energies. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to have a break. Allow your energy to feel softer or comforted. Do what you can right now to ride these waves, especially the calmer ones, because it means too that we need a break and we're ready for a break. The other thing that can happen during these periods of time is that you receive fresh inspiration. So it's a great time for creativity. It's a great time to listen and see what comes through and see what you're drawn to or what you want to put energy towards or where you want to write or create or do something that really supports your expression, as well as the simple intuitive hit that you could be receiving right now. And I even have like a great story to share with you about this. A friend of mine is a musician, and a few months ago, he received inspiration for a song that he's been working on and collaborating on with someone. And he put the song together, and then it turns out to be a very timely song for what we're living in right now. And in fact, the song is called Riot. And he started writing this months ago. This is very common for a lot of light workers and starseeds, is that you receive some kind of message or inspiration that calls to you, and you work on it and you bring it into fruition, and it comes out into the world and it's timely and it hits people in the right way and it resonates with them and it inspires them. And if you've been through any type of creative process, you know how rewarding that can be and also how surprising it is, because part of the creative process is just trusting it, just trusting what feels like, trusting where the energy flows. So this next week, there's big openings for creativity, for listening to what comes through and listening to what resonates with you. And in fact, this song is called Riot. And the artist's name is John Fields. I'll put a link below this podcast just so you can check it out, because it's really cool how this showed up for him as a message of how to express himself and his music while being very timely for humanity. So anyways, I'm going to share the song because in case it resonates with you, in case you like it, I think it's very well done. And I think that there's something bigger here around how what we need right now can show up through music, and it's a way that brings us together as well. So a few more things to share with you. This is a time of slowing down. As I said, Mercury is going very slow, and Mercury retrograde, which will start on June 17th, June 18th, is a very slow period of time when it's in Cancer. And it's a bit like trying to run in water. And that's challenging. So again, there's a reinforcement of what we need to do right now to go within. To go within ourselves, to go within to our feelings, to go within and work on that last 20% of something that's coming up for you. To work on it in a emotionally authentic way. To get the ego mind out of it and to really access the heart. And I'm feeling like the more that you go into the heart, it then allows you to work with the higher heart. And the higher heart is part of our spiritual energy fields, and it reminds us of the growth, of the healing, of the lessons. The higher heart also allows you to have compassion for everyone involved. And it's interesting because they're showing me a battle, like a battlefield. And when you remove the human perception of a battle, you see both sides of it. And you can see the intentions of each side of the battlefield. It feels like there's a reminder here that people will show up to resolve something at a soul level, and they do it at different levels of consciousness. So when there is a battle, and I'm really feeling this as a battle of another era, meaning not in our current timeline or time frame, I'm feeling it it's colonial. So how fitting is that? It feels colonial. It feels like Revolutionary War stuff. And it feels like the battlefield. So there's energies that are very active right now around this time period, especially in the United States history. And what's happening is that they're showing me how when you look at both sides of a battlefield, there's lessons and growth available on both sides. It depends on the intention. It depends on the consciousness. But as you go higher, specifically into the higher heart, you see what each individual is working out at an energetic level. And they're showing me a soldier who's holding a musket. Is that what it's called? And that if you go, it's like zooming in on the soldier and then zooming in on the energy field and zooming in on the DNA at a cellular level, you can see the soul story that's activated for that person through this current experience that they're moving through. I hope that makes sense, because I'm seeing it as then things start to connect, because then you see at a soul level what they're working on, what they're healing. And when you see it at that level, it opens up compassion of where they're coming from, of what is alive in them or what they're trying to resolve or move through. And it removes any of the human, I'm going to call it judgment or conditions. And it shows you what the soul's intention is. So that's another way to move into the high heart, is that if you're in a situation with somebody that is very stressful, that's bringing up a lot of stuff within you, that's activating your own pain, your own fear, anger, what have you, there's something about going into the high heart where you do that first for yourself, because maybe you don't want to do it for that individual or that situation. You only want to work on it for yourself first. But that's really supported over this next week, because I'm feeling this removal energy, the removal of what is no longer needed for you energetically when you're in that high heart energy field. So let's say you're having an argument with somebody and it's like an ongoing argument, okay? It's like an ongoing issue. And then you go into the high heart to listen to what is true for you, what you're healing, to listen to how this might be playing out something from your own soul's experiences. And that there's something here that once you recognize it, and again, you're in touch with that emotional part of yourself that understands it, it clears away. And it's energetically dissolving and removed. It feels really beautiful because I'm seeing sparkles. I'm seeing like this pure, shiny essence that comes forth, and it's very calming and it's very comforting, and it just allows something to be removed in a way that's gentle. Like, this is not confrontational energy. In fact, this is sort of like when you watch water, and water's in a river and it comes up against the boulder. Well, the water just moves around the boulder, right? It just flows differently to keep the energy moving. So this is a flowing energy. It's an allowing. It's something that is meant to be gentle and calming, if that's your intention, because this removal, I feel like people are really exhausted from something, like something, again, it could be these ongoing themes that you're working on. It could be just life in general. I mean, it's understandable why anyone would be exhausted right now during this year and during the pandemic. But I'm feeling like this is a deeper exhaustion at a soul level. And this is spirit reminding you, you don't have to fight. You don't have to go to battle. You don't have to do anything except allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to be off the hook. Give yourself a peace right now. And it's going to shift you. It's going to shift you into a higher energy field. And it's kind of like removing part of your expectations of yourself, of how you thought you had to deal with something, of how you thought you had to go through something. I'm also feeling like secret plans. So this is interesting. If you've been planning something, if you've been like, I need to switch this up, I need to make a change, I need to do something, it's sort of like the secret energy I'm feeling could be something that you're just working out internally, of how this is going to come together, how something is going to set you free, how you're going to be free from something. This is also where you would then call in spiritual support to give you the resources, the next steps, the people, the opportunities to help you move forward gracefully, easily, peacefully. I'm going to leave it at that for today's show. I feel like these messages are very clear, and if I keep talking, I'll just keep repeating myself. But I hope that this has been supportive of you in understanding how to make the most of the energies of this next week, what to tap into and what to flow with. And I will be back on Monday for a very different show as we talk about the upcoming Mars and Aries energy and how that's really supporting masculine energy and the new starts in your life that you're ready for. I'm really looking forward to this topic. I hope to see you on Monday. In the meantime, you can find out more about me below this podcast, and you can also find out more at mollymccord.online. That's where I have all of my astrology programs and classes, or over at my author website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, where I have audiobooks, ebooks, spiritual topics, consciousness teachings, and a variety of other information that I hope supports you on your journey now. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. Take very good care of yourself over this next week, and I'll speak to you soon in my next podcast episode.